Blog Talk Radio.
He's been good to me. Come on, clap your hand like. Come on, come on. Hey, come on.
Glory, do unto his name. Worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Let earth declare his name. When you pass the rest,
give thanks to the blind.
Nobody else but you. You gave us
dominion.
And come over all our enemies that come our way. Always give us strength to win.
Never have you left the
cave. Lord, we lift our voices. Say, you are
good.
girl, I used to have big dreams, but then I got introduced to some other things, and suddenly the church girl I was originally. See, the wrong things can call your name. I chose to answer when the spirit said walk away. Now I live with circumstances that I can't erase. I just wish I could go back now to yesterday. But that's not a whole.
Everybody, thank you for joining us on Prolific Fire. I'm your humble host, Prophetess Stacy. Thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody, for taking the time to join. Whether you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, listening on iTunes, or you're listening through Facebook or Twitter, however you're listening on tonight, I give God honor and praise for you on tonight. The first song that played was You Are Good, Thou Are Good by Ja'Kalen Carr. The second song was Different by Tasha Page Lockhart. Father God, now I ask God that you use the speaker mightily on tonight, Lord God. Use her, Lord God, in a way special on tonight, Lord God, that the people, Lord God, that need to know that they can be used for right where they are, that they will be encouraged, that they will be strengthened to go on and do whatever God called them to do. And with that being said, I'm going to get out the way because I can see by looking at my screen that the speaker is ready. And I want to give her plenty of time to do whatever it is that God called her to do on tonight. The next voice you hear will be that of Prophetess Page. Prophetess Page, you're on the air.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome, welcome, welcome to Prolific Fire. Thank you all so very much. Thank you, Prophet Stacy, for allowing me to come back on and be able to minister on tonight, be able to be an encouragement to someone, be able to lift someone up. I thank and praise God for Prolific Fire on tonight. I thank and praise God for all of those that are joining and those that will be listening to the show afterwards. And I would like to say that God can use you where you are. He can use you where you are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you so very much, God. We thank you, Lord God, for being who you are and what you are to us. Thank you, Lord God, for allowing me to come on tonight. Thank you, God, for allowing those that are listening, and especially those that's going to listen on after the show. But, Lord, we thank you, God, because you're so worthy. And first of all, God, we want to give you praise and thanks. Lord, we ask you to look at the peoples over there in Houston, Texas, God. We ask you to everyone that lost, Lord God, their home or home was destroyed or things that were stored. Everyone, Lord God, that is still stranded in their home, God, and cannot get out before the flood. Everyone that don't have power, God, we ask you to restore, God, restore them back to help. Restore them of everything that they lost. God, give it back to them, Lord, 30, 60, and 100-fold. And God, restore even those that if anyone lost loved one, God, give them a peace of mind. Let their joy come in the morning. Lord, we ask you to restore Houston, Texas back and many more places that lost things or homes that were damaged or loved ones haven't even been found yet or even some still stranded in their home. God, we know that you are God, Lord God, that you will, Lord God, bring them back to their feet again, Lord. Lord, we know, God, in your word, God, how you said, God, how you will bring things back to them, God, and you will restore back. Lord, we thank you even now for what you're doing. Thank you for what you're going to do and how you're going to do it. Lord God, we thank you, God. Lord, we thank you for the new things coming to Houston, Texas. The new things coming to the ones that lost things. The new things, God, that you are getting ready to do, Lord God, in our nation, God. Even in the president, Lord, I even see a new thing going to go on in the White House, God. How you going to clean house, God, in the name of Jesus. God, I give your name the glory, excuse me, and the honor. And the praise, and it all goes to you. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you. Amen and amen. Can not thank and praise God on tonight. I would like to say, let us continue to keep the people in Houston, Texas, in prayer, because it may be their time now, and it may be hours later. And I thank and praise God that God allow us to see things go on around us. And I thank and praise God. And just let me know, all the signs and wonders, they are here. So if you don't know Christ, please accept him as your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because he did say in his word that every knee will bow and every tongue going to confess to him. And he said every eye will see him. And the Lord said every knee going to. You will confess to God before he comes. Whether you, I don't care what you are, what you complain, confess it to be. God is who he is. And he said everyone will know him before the end of the time. Thank and praise God. And I want to let you all know, God can use you where you are. He can use you where you are. And I thank and praise God for allowing me when I was reading and I was studying, and God began to bring me to that saying. And I thank and praise God for it. Thank and praise God for his message, because he can use you where you are. Where you may be in a place right now where someone may be looking over you and they don't see the gift that God has before you. They don't even see what God is doing in your life. Sometimes we have to not let the the things distract us. We can't even worry about how people, what they think or feel. We still have to go on and trust God and let God use us where we is. I thank and praise God. There were many places that I have been, and there were many places, and I had the gift inside of me, and they was not able to be used because of where I was. And sometimes God will move you from a place to another place just so you can be used. And I thank and praise God. A lot of people want to be used in the church. They want to be used up in the pulpit. They want to be used in the choir. They want to be used in the praise team. They want to be used on in the dance team. They want to be used as a usher. However God, whatever gift God give you, you still can use it. And you don't even have to be in the house of the Lord to use your gift. I thank and praise God all the time. How he put a word in my mouth, and when he say speak it, I speak it. And when he say tell whoever it's for, tell them. Sometimes the enemy trying to make me fearful, but not so that I will not put that word before who God tell me to put it out there for. But I had to learn that if God said it, then I have to do it. No matter what people feel or think or how they will receive it, long that word go out. And once it go out, it's going to do what God said it for it to do. I thank and praise God even now. And I thank and praise God for many places that I have came from, and I was not able to be used by God. But, you know, I had to learn to have a dove bag. And that's what some of you all got to do. Maybe they won't use you in your church. Maybe they won't use you in your school. Maybe they won't use you on your job. Or maybe they won't even use you wherever you're supposed to be at. But don't stop. Don't give up. Wait on God. Because God will take you from that place. And he will take you to a place where he will use you. I think I look at some of the people in the Bible, that how God began to use them. And I love to talk about Moses, about Noah, and about... I thank and praise God even David. I love to talk on those people because those people were the one that really people really looked down on. And then I really love the one about the three Hebrew boys, although they were thrown into the fire furnace. And what really blessed me is when they was down there in the fire furnace, that one prayed and one sung, and I thank and praise God. And God said, in the word of God, he will let us know that the fire or anything did not touch them. They didn't have no smell of smoke on them or anything. And that's how good God is. Excuse me. That's how God works. If God put a gift in you and you use it to God's glory, nothing can come against it. Nothing can come closer to it and can take it away from you. And the only way it'll be taken from you, and the only way God can move it, if you don't use it. And I had to learn how to go back to that. I tell God now, Lord, take me back to that place where I once was. I used to be a singer, and I began to start singing around the house because the word of God tells us that our gifts will make room for us. The word of God tells us charity started at home. And it spread the ball. So I started singing back. I used to sing a lot, and I had stopped. But I started singing around the house now. I started praying around the house. So whatever you're good in, you don't have to be in a certain area to do it. Get in your home. Sing praises to God. Whatever you're good at, get in your home and play a song. If you're a praise dancer, you dance to the glory of God. If you're a songwriter, you write into the glory of God. If you're a writer, you write into the glory of God. Because I don't care who won't let you do what God called you to do. No one can take your hands away from you to stop you from writing. No one can take your legs away from you to keep you from dancing. No one can take your voice and your tongue away from you and keep you from singing. No one can do those things but God. So we still got time to sing and dance and write and even pray, because some people have a gift of praying. Some people have a gift of laying hands on people and people will become healed. And I thank and praise God for allowing us to be able to use it. I thank and praise God how he did the rest, Meshach and Abednego. I thank God how he used them. I thank God how he even used David. I thank and praise God how he used Gideon. I thank and praise God all of those how he even used Noah. See, God takes the least one that you expected, the least one that you look down on, them the one that he used. Because he know they will listen to him. He know that they will obey him. But the ones already up higher and mighty, them the ones he have to bring down. If you notice and you hear sometime where these big, oh, I'm going to use some of these, the R&B singer, where you see some of them, they up so high now, and sooner or later, something will happen. Or either get it down. They got thrown in jail for something. You know, sometimes God will bring us down to show us who we are. Sometimes pray, and I tell God all the time, when I see these things happen in many churches or many, many places that I go to, I tell God all the time, Lord, I don't want to be like that. I want to be used by you, and I want to listen to you. Because sometimes when we get to big-headed and we don't want to listen, we want to do things about ourselves, that's not of God. That's of the devil. You listen. See, Satan can pump us up, too. And see, God, when once God lifts you up and once God allows you to come forward, no one can bring you down, nobody but the Lord. And I thank and praise God for that. I thank and praise God, even in the Bible, how I look at Joseph, how his brother them threw him down into the well, and I thank and praise God how they threw him down, and then they began to throw him down there, and they were looking for him to die. But see, God had plans for Joseph. He did. He had a plan for him, and his brother them thought they done away with it. And they knew. They said, well, oh, he's not going to mount to anything. Oh, he's not going to do this. Dad looks up to him so well, and he's one of the ones that want to do everything. Well, he won't be able to do it now. And a lot of that was because of jealousy, because they didn't have that gift that Joseph had. It was ordained for Joseph to go through what he went through with. Just like some of us, it's ordained for us to go through things in life so that we would get to that next level that God has us. If Joseph hadn't not went on through, if Joseph hadn't allowed his brothers to do what he had done, he didn't know what was going to happen to him, but he knew it was some dislikes. He knew it was some jealousy with his brothers towards him. But he still treated them nice. He still treated them with kindness and respect. The word of God tells us to love those that do us wrong. And he tells us to bless them. That he tells us those things because he let us know that if we act like they do, then we become just like them. So Joseph didn't do that. He kept on to wherever they had him at, and he began to come king over that place that he was. He began to be the one that everybody was looking up to. And although when he seen his brothers again, he recognized them, but they didn't recognize him. They didn't recognize him until to the end of it. And once they got done, he still blessed them. He still began to bring them into that land that they would live there. And he told them to told them what to bless them with and what to put them in and how to go back and get his father and where to go. And his father was dying. And little do you all know that it was ordained for Joseph to be in the situation he in, just like some of us. It's ordained for us to go through what we went through with. I thank and praise God for my friends so much. I do. I thank and praise God. I'm going to tell a little bit of her testimony. I thank and praise God. And I won't tell it all, but I'm going to tell a little bit of her testimony. She done been, she asked, when I became her friend, she began to let me know how church she used to belong to and how she was just there, and she wasn't saved at first, but she, it was funny how she told me how God saved her. But then if you really just look at her, if you really just listen to her, you would think she'd been saved for a long time. And y'all, what shocked me about it, excuse me, sometimes she likes to use the term where you've been saved longer than I have. And I was like, well, I can't tell. And then and you can't. See, that's God. I mean, I've been saved ever since I was about 14 years old. And God has truly used me. But if you just by listening to that prophet Stacy, you would think the Lord that she had been saved a long time, years. But see, that goes to show you, it doesn't mean anything. But she has a lot of wisdom. She has a lot of knowledge. And she has understanding. And I go and I tell her, I'm like, she'd be like, I'm like, wow. And then she's like, well, I didn't do that. She's like, well, God did that, and that was God. And I'm like, really? If you have been saved that short of time, I don't want to believe it, but God did a quick work in her life. And she began to, they began to kick her out of that church, and so, and the Lord blessed, and she thought she was going somewhere else to, that where she could be used. She was, the Lord was using her, but he was telling her who to give certain things to. And they was using it, and they was up on her anointing. They was using her anointing and just to get what they wanted. But God got tired of them using her. He got tired of that them pushing her aside. He got tired of that them sucking off of her anointing. Y'all, excuse me, that may sound funny, but that's what it is. You got people that would use you. They would suck off of your anointing, and they would take that up. They would try to use your anointing like the Lord gave it to them. They were even using what some of the stuff that the Lord had blessed her to prophesy to them and to tell them. And it wasn't, it didn't even come from God. It came from her. But she knew what the word of God had gave, what God had gave her. And God began to move. They began to kick her out of there. So one day she got disturbed, and I told her that God gave me a word out of my mouth to let her know, I had to move you from that place. I had to move you from a place to get you to a place where somebody really needs you. She had many people call upon her for prayer. She had many people call upon her for ministry. She had many people call upon her for counseling. She had many people call upon her. But even when they need to just talk where they can feel better, you all, no matter where you at this moment, sometimes we in a place it's not even for us. And I can use myself and my family for example. We have been in places where I have prophesied and I have told the women and men of God what God wanted them to do. And you know what? And they just only used me to, but you know what? God still blessed me. The anointing that God has upon you all life, that's anointing for you. I don't care who it is. They cannot take what God gives you. So I want to let you know, if you're a dancer, you dance to the glory of God. If you're a singer, you sing your butt off to the, you sing to the anointing of God. To the heaven gates open up, you sing to the glory of God. And if you pray, you pray until God comes through. Just pray, and you pray out of your heart. Some people are out there preaching, but they ain't meaning God no good. Some people are out there singing, but they just singing just to hear themselves sing. Some people out there, they're out there praying, but if the prayers are not going no further. They're going without, they're not even being answered, because the floor they're going is in the top of the ceiling and right back down on their head, because they're not doing it to the glory of God. And I want to let you all know that God is truly saved. God is truly is coming back for his church. But he ain't coming back for the ones that don't mean him no good. He's coming back for the ones that love him. He's coming back for the ones that really care for him. The ones that have a heart for people. The ones that have love for people. The ones that want to sing to the glory of God and dance to the glory of God. Those are the ones he's looking for, the one without that spot on them. And I thank and praise God. And I tell God all the time, use me to your glory. And I tell God to put me back where I once was. Because I allow people to come in and stop me from singing, from giving God what he had gave me. I told God, don't take your gift away from me. Because some people can come in your life and they can discourage you. And they can take away what all God put in you, if you allow. But then there's one thing on the inside of you that God will not let allow them to do it, because you are good people. God bless his, he knows those that are anointed. He knows the ones that he called. Those that he called, the devil, the enemy can't touch them. And I thank and praise God for how he just step in and he just do what he do best. I thank and praise God. I so often, sometimes I talk, and I be talking so to the point, sometimes I talk too much, and I ain't like my husband. He's so humble, and he's quiet like, and he only talks only when he's talking to. And you can come and you can share something with him, and you won't hear it no more. Or you can tell him something, and you won't even know no one told him nothing, because he ain't going to say anything. You know? I said, well, God, I didn't like that. You know, don't get me wrong. I don't tell nobody business, but I got a lot of mouth. I like to talk, and sometimes I talk over myself. And, we not long ago just went out to my girl's school and to make a perfect example, and the principal was up talking, and he began to talk, and I was talking while he was talking, and I thought I was whistling him. My husband said, "Babe, you too loud," and I said, "He said you too loud." He said, "You, I can't. You let the man talk. You too loud." I'm like, "Okay." So I began to be quiet, but then all of a sudden I said, "Like, Lord, but I can't. I can't be quiet. I can't be quiet. My mouth is run. I can't." And I be thinking I be wisdom, but I be actually talking out loud. So that's how some of the peoples are in the churches or in the world. They be thinking they be wisdom, but they really talk so loud, and it's not of God, because you have to be careful. So now I read Proverbs. I do whatever you have an area with. You go in God's word. He will help you. And I don't mean to be like that, but sometimes even we have to be careful, because we don't know who's sitting around us or who's listening sometimes. But I wasn't saying anything bad. I was just talking, so just talk. And sometimes we can just talk so that we talk over ourselves. So I prayed and I told God that I don't want to, you know. And I always have been a talker, and I always tell God, but Lord, I want to know what I'm talking about, and I want to know when to talk and when not to talk, and I want to know what to speak. And you know what? A lot of us will be honest with each other. If you got some areas in your life that you need working on, if you're maybe you're a liar or something, it's in the Word. It's in the Word. It talks about it. If you're jealous, it's in the Word. Everything in the Word that would help you work on you. And that's what I thank and praise God for me. I thank and praise God for me. And I thank and praise God. But I want you all to know that God can use you where you are. You don't have to be in a church for God to use you. You don't have to be in your home. God can use you wherever he likes. Because you know what? It's not that building that's going to take us to heaven. It's not even that house, that big fine house we live in is going to take us to heaven. It's not even that church or that whatever you go and you be at, it's not going to take you where you got to go. It's how you live. It's going to determine where you're going to live. It's how you live your life. It's about what's in your heart. It's about how you do things for God. That's going to determine. Because what if people don't know the body is us? The Word of God says when we become a new creature, the old thing's gone. We're supposed to bring on the new. When we become in Christ, we're supposed to be of Christ. We're supposed to act just like him. You're not none of God's child if you're not acting. I see many churches that they allow their children to take over, and they're not ready. You got some in position need to be sitting down, and the ones that's sitting down need to be standing up because they don't know how to act. They don't got the big headed to the point that they act like they are more than the, and some of them even end up walking in the pastor, the bishop's shoes. Some of them don't even know. And you got some that are weak. And some soft because they want everybody in the church to like them, or they want everybody to do this and do that. It's not about no like. It's about honoring and giving God the glory, by letting his glory come down and give him the praise, by recognizing who he is. It's not even about us. It's about God. So ask on tonight as I get ready to close out. Let us trust God in everything that we do. Let us give God glory. Let us shine. Let us ask God, Lord, where would you like me? Where I'm supposed to be? If this is where you want me, ask God where he wants you. Because if you go several places, if you go to places and it's not of God, your gifts are not going to come out of you. You pray and ask God to lead and guide you where he will help you to go. I tell Prophet Stacey all the time, I may not be used up in the church like I should be, but I got a lot of people in my family that I can be preaching and ministering to. I got a lot of them come to me and call me all the time. And it's something all the time. If I don't do nothing but get my household saved, if I don't do nothing but get my family saved, if I don't do nothing but get my neighbors saved, I don't have to be in a church. Because the ones in the church ain't the ones that's going to get you where you got to go. But I thank and praise God for who I am, and I know who I am. So I want you to know who you are. Trust God in everything you do. Always remember, God can use you just where you are. Whether you're at home, whether you're at school, whether you're living with someone, or wherever you are, God can use you. But you let him do it, and you let him do it into his glory, not yours, because, see, you ain't got no glory. And I thank and praise God on tonight. And I want to, hopefully, that you all can take what I said and use it to your advantage. Be real with God. Don't just get up there and be saying something, because every word that come out of your mouth, you will have to eat those same words. Everything that you do, every dance that you dance, and if you don't dance to the glory of God, it's serving you no purpose. Now when I do things for God, I pray and tell God if it's your will, because the Word of God tells us to honor God first, because he's a jealous God. We need to submit to him first. We need to ask him to lead and guide and direct us. So you let God direct you which way to go, how to do it, where to do it is. I was always taught in the church. My former pastor, she's dead and gone. Don't eat from everybody's table. Because wherever you go, you can't eat from everybody's table. Because everywhere you go, the food is not going to taste the same. It's going to always be something different. But if you just eat from God's table, everything will line up in the Word of God. It's going to line up. So always remember, God can use you where you are, no matter where. Providence Stacy, let God use you to your glory, to His glory. You may not think you're doing anything. You may not think you're not being accepted. I'd rather be accepted by God than to be accepted by man, because man can push you away, but God can lift you up higher than where you ever been. Anybody out there listening, you let God lift you up. I'm going to let God lift me up, and I'm going to trust God in everything that I do. But I want to let you all know that God has to say over my life, and I pray you let Him have to say over yours. It's Him that's going to do the lifting up. So as I close out tonight, I want to let you all know that God can use you where you are. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I ask you in your name, Jesus, that every listener, every caller, everyone that's going to tune in after the show, Lord, that you will bless them to listen to your voice, to hear only you, God, to be led and guided and directed by you. And Lord, let them, Lord God, that you allow them to know, God, let them know, God, that they can be used wherever they are. It don't matter where they are, God, they can be used. Lord, touch each and one of them, from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet. Use them to your glory, God. Bless them, Lord God, day by day. And Lord God, most of all, Lord, help us. Help us, Lord God, in these days and nations. Turn our churches around. Lord, touch them right now. Put love there. But Lord, your word say there are many gifts, Lord God, many gifts. Your word tell us, God, it's something for everybody to do. And everyone don't have the same gift. And I thank you for mine. So, Father God, as I close tonight, bless everyone. Touch everyone. Lord, we ask you, Lord God, to even look up over the one that's over for lifted fire. Bless her, Lord God. And Lord, whatever she do, you bless her hand to do it, and you bless your good. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Amen and amen. And bless God. Turn you back over to Prophetess Paige.
Thank you, Prophetess Paige, for sharing your anointing with us, for blessing us with your anointing on tonight. I pray that everybody that was listening tonight, or whether you listen to the replay, I pray that you get what you need from this word. This word was full of revelation, full of meat. Just take what you need. Maybe you didn't need everything she said, but you needed some of it. So I pray that you get what you needed on tonight. And to God be the glory, because I was not saved at 14, but I am who I am now because of Him. To God be the glory. Also, I want to mention something. The message that was brought forth tonight is not knocking the church. If you have a good church and a good pastor, and you can feel the love of God in that church, and they are teaching you the word of God, stick with that church unless God tells you otherwise. We are not knocking the church. Most definitely not. The church is a good place to be, provided that you can find Christ's body and His body for real. And that's all I'm going to say about that. Be sure to join me next Monday, same time, same place, when my message will be silencing your emotions. The message is about toxic relationships. If you're in a toxic relationship, this message is for you. It's time you stop silencing your emotions. Speak up.
and get out of that situation. That's next week. Also, Friday, this Friday coming up, be sure to join my sister right back here for Faith on the Line. Prolific Fire Ministry is honored to present Faith on the Line to you every Friday night with Prophetess Pate. It will air at 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 5 Pacific. By calling the same number you called to reach Prolific Fire tonight. The number is 347-426-3782. That's 347-426-3782. There will be a flyer for her up on all my social media pages. So be sure to join her Friday for prayer and encouragement. We all need prayer. We all need encouragement. So be sure to partake of that. Also, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice, whether you're listening right now or to the replay and you desire to know the Lord and you don't know him fully the way that you should, repeat after me. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we come to you, a sinner. We come to you because we do know that Jesus is Lord. Do believe that you raised him from the dead. And because of that, we know that we have a chance. We have an opportunity to be saved, to be changed. Come in, Lord. Save us and change us. Be our God. Be our God in the name of Jesus. Amen. You can find me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. You can find me on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Not tonight, but next week you can find me on Periscope at Prolific Fire. Be sure to follow me on Periscope, on Twitter at Prolific Fire, on Instagram at Prophet Stacy. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, my personal Facebook page is Prophet Stacy. And if anybody listening on the sound of my voice at any given time, you need prayer or private consultation, Bible-based consultation, the consultation is free. You can always reach me by calling or texting 865-408-8690, 865-408-8690, or email at prolificfire@gmail.com. With that being said, I want to just close with a word of prayer. I know my sister already prayed for them, but I just want to pray again. Father God, look upon everybody in Houston and the surrounding areas, God. Everybody that's been affected by Hurricane Harvey, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you dry the floodwaters up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, and that you bring supernatural help into the situation. And for those of us that can sow, that can give to people, Lord God, that are going into the area to be of some assistance, to be of some help, let our hands do what we can do, because there's no gift too little or no gift too big. Let us give and pray. Give and pray in the name of Jesus. Because it was them this time, but it could have been us. It's not us, and it's only by the grace of God. So don't never look at another person's situation and laugh or mark their situation or think that there will never be you. You don't know. And when you get the opportunity to help, you should help. So let's be of help in this situation. With that being said, God bless you all. I pray that you are blessed. Go back and listen to the replay, and I will see you next week.